inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
And this week's edition of Garden Talk, we tread into somewhat unusual territory for Master Gardener Ed Byarsky. Lawn care. Good morning, Ed. You're not exactly a grass guy, are you?
Oh, I prefer not to be, though I have been seen mowing a lawn last year or two. As much as I hate to say, I try to do that when folks aren't watching.
But this is not to say that you're not exactly, you're lacking in knowledge in caring for grass, right?
No, I know. I've heard enough about it. I've done it. I've gone through the Master Gardener course, in which parts of it are taught about lawn care. And so, yes, I know the basics. And for those folks who want to be more expert, there is other information available through the Cooperative Extension and elsewhere. But for here, the basics start out really with, we grow moss really well. And most people who have lawns and want a nice lawn want to get rid of their moss. So this is really the time for that, to buy some moss killer. And it's a safe chemical, iron sulfate. It does, however, if you spread it on top of concrete, walkways, sidewalks, driveways and that sort of thing, it'll leave little brown stains on your sidewalks.
How long should you leave this on your lawn before it starts taking action?
We should use a whirly bird spreader, whether it be a small hand crank spreader or one of the larger ones that we might push around the yard. That'll give an even coating. And again, as always, read the package instructions, the box, the bag. Says how much to use for so many per 100 square feet or per 1,000 square feet. Spread that on there evenly on a mossy lawn. And normally you want to wait a week to 10 days or so, and heck of a thing to wish for. Need some rain or sprinkle the lawn to wet it down onto the moss, and the moss will turn black as it dies. After it does that, then you want to either get out your rake and ideally a crew of teenagers maybe to hard rake this thing. Or you can rent thatchers in town at various local businesses to thatch the lawn, which tears out the moss out of the lawn, and the thatch, which is not so well broken down grass, also at the lower layers. In the process, aerating, loosening everything up. You want to rake off all that moss, get rid of it. Don't use it, don't really compost it either, because that stuff can, some of it can come back. And then you might think if it's pretty thin, you could spread some grass seed, additional grass seed, on either thin patches or across the whole thing. And then a spring lawn food to follow that. And even putting on a thin layer of peat, fairly dry peat, or sand across. So that kind of just lightly covers the grass seed, and then it will help grow up through. Lime is also normally applied at this time, or in the fall.
Any sort of worries about applying the moss killer and doing some thatching to a lawn that may still be kind of vulnerable just coming out of this winter?
Well, exactly. I mean, the timing, again, at lower elevations or in sunnier locations where we can see that there is some grass starting to grow, starting to turn green, and it's just not just all moss, because the moss stays pretty green all winter. We are a little early. But the weather is promising. I know folks are itching to get out on their yards and do cleanup and all that sort of thing. So it is a timing issue. So basically any time in the next month or so, and we really don't want to be applying much of the fertilizer to make the grass grow until the grass is starting to grow so it can use it rather than getting rained out, leached out, and you lose all the effects of that.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thank you for the tips.
Okay, you're welcome, Matt. More slugs coming.
Ed Byarsky is Master Gardener, and he touches on gardening and lawn care every Thursday morning on Morning Edition here on KTOO Juneau. It's coming up on 8:01. Stay tuned for headlines coming up from NPR and the Marketplace Morning Report in just a few moments. Find my way in nature's change.